Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planet, Tuesday the 29th of October. Sun is in Scorpio, ruled by Pluto. Planets are saying?
It looked good, it sounded good, or it looked and sounded good, or one of each.
But maybe it's not so good?
Or planets. Maybe. Mars action is annoying Neptune. Reality, illusion, distortion, perception, deception, deception. Oh, watch the news. All right.
Okay. Yeah, good luck with this. Okay.
These planets are stirring the pot, quite possibly making you think that Y is the solution, when in fact it's significantly closer to B. And if you do commit yourself to Y, the chances of wishing to extricate yourself, possibly as early as tomorrow, yes, really, exceed the acceptable minimum. So even if you are in what can kindly be described as a blazing hurry, try to slow your roll, lest you take steps that could make for some really interesting reading a few days or weeks hence. Meanwhile, people who are normally perfectly reliable could make you think, if you are feeling kindly, that they are under the weather, or if you are not feeling kindly, that they've lost the plot, and should they be disinclined to correct their assessments or approaches immediately would be fine, you will need to reconsider your affiliation. Whatever the situation, by next week, a welcome inkling of coherence should begin filtering in. With that in mind, should you be faced with an alluring creative or commercial proposition that seems too good to be true or the answer to your prayers, make a point of asking a few probing questions prior to presenting yourself for your first day of work or opening your checkbook with a flourish.
Well, okay. Keep that checkbook closed. Signs particularly affected by Mars annoying Neptune.
Scorpio, Pisces, Aries, Libra, everyone.
And if one's birthday, 29th of October.
One way or another, be true to your program, principles, vision, ideals, dreams, etc. The bottom line, if you won't give yourself permission to explore alternate interests and scenarios or whatever else brings joy to your heart and a spring to your step, it is mildly unrealistic to expect someone else to have the authority or a compelling enough argument to convince you or override your lack of consent.
Okay, tomorrow, Daily Planets.